Oh.
Hi, is that Mrs. Welsh?
Speaking.
Hi, Mrs. Welsh. My name's Jamie. I'm calling from MMA Legal in relation to your application to the redress scheme.
Hiya.
Are you okay to speak for a moment?
Yes,
Great. Just for data protection, can you confirm your date of birth for me?
Yes, it's 1077.
And your postcode?
81568.
That's perfect. I can just let you know all calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. I'm just giving you a call in relation to our application, so as you know, we're submitting the relevant data subject access requests to some of the institutions who may hold information in relation to your case. In one particular institution has asked for some further information. So can you recall your parents' names, if at all possible?
It's Kathleen Doherty and James Harmon.
How do you spell Doherty?
D-O-C-H-E-R-T-Y.
Right. And your father, sorry?
James Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.
Perfect. And can you recall the address you lived in immediately before being placed in care?
Which one? Do you know which particular care?
Let me have a look. It'll be probably the first time you were placed in care, so prior to going to Glen Rosa.
Right. So it was number 8.
Yeah.
Temple and Road, T-E-M-P-L-E.
Yep.
L-A-N-D.
So Templeland Road.
And that's in Pollock, P-O-L-L-O-K.
And can you call the postcode at all?
I think it's G53-5PG, I think. I'm not sure. Do you want me to try and check it out?
Yeah, I can do that for us now. Give me one moment. Yeah, G535PG, you were perfect. Great.
Was that? Wow.
Yeah, great memory, Mrs. Welsh. Right, so that's all the information I needed. I'm just going to pass that on to the institutions now. It's just the way in they archive information, so hopefully this will be enough for them. Okay.
How's things going?
Absolutely fine so far. All the requests are being sent out. We're starting to get some responses with the relevant information. And once we've got all that information in and we've had the opportunity to review it, we'll give you a call and we'll be able to provide a more substantive update on the next steps in the application. Is that okay?
No, that's right. I just wasn't that confident because it was so long ago, but obviously if they're getting responses then...
Oh yeah, it's just at this stage, once we submit the application and it gets passed over to our investigations team, some of these data subject access requests can be quite long-winded just because a lot of the information is quite historic. So usually we do expect to get the information in within 30 days, but as you can appreciate, a lot of this information has been archived, stored, so the relevant bodies have to go and retrieve all that information.
Wouldn't it? It'll not even be online, it'll be on manual.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of it needs to be scanned on, so you can imagine it's quite a job for them.
Yeah.
But as I said, rest assured, things are progressing. I'll pass this information on to our investigations team, and then, as I said, give us a few more weeks, and we'll be in touch as soon as we've got an update. Okay?
That's great. Thanks for your help.
All right, take care. Bye now.
Bye.